You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Parrott.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, Wisconsin could hardly be further north and still be within the continental United States. But some analysts say the state is becoming more southern, at least in a cultural and a political sense.
Stephen Schuster, digital producer and editor at WBAY-TV, recently looked into the idea in a piece titled How Wisconsin Has Become More Southern. The topic has been brought up on Reddit, with one user calling the state Wississippi.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. Do you think the state is becoming more culturally or politically southern? And what does that mean? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And here with us to talk about the question is Stephen Schuster. Stephen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Stephen, what kinds of changes are you talking about when you say some people are making the case that Wisconsin is becoming more southern?
Well, you know, the people that we interviewed, mainly at the University of Wisconsin, professor said that Wisconsin has seen a shift over the last several years, culturally and politically. And a lot of that, I think, stems from a more laissez-faire reliance with the federal government and rejecting federal money and rejecting federal rules and regulations when it comes to the environment or transportation or health care.
And you've got a quote in your piece, political scientist David Cannon says, quote, Wisconsin is closer to Alabama and Mississippi than Minnesota and Massachusetts. Tell us more about the kind of evidence that David Cannon gave.
Well, you know, I think as far as the environmental regulations, that's a very strong tie to the South. If you look at the recent lawsuit where Wisconsin is now suing the EPA over carbon emissions, you know, Wisconsin has joined several other states, and if you look at those states, they're Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming. A lot of these are southern states, and some of the other ones are more in the old Rust Belt, and that seems to be more politically in line with Wisconsin.
And when we're talking about arenas outside of politics, like culture, for instance, what are you seeing there?
Well, you know, in the Green Bay area, one of my colleagues here at WBAY recently did a story about a proposed 45,000 square foot facility on a 37-acre development in Bellevue, which is outside of Green Bay, which would feature upscale retail stores, single family homes, and a gun club in the form of a southern style mansion. Hunting has always been a strong part of Wisconsin's culture, and I think that this type of gun club kind of expands on that and is more of in line with something you'd see in the South with this type of mansion. So as far as guns and hunting and the environment, I think it extends in many arenas.
Well, as you say, hunting has always been a strong strand running through Wisconsin culture. What is it a little bit more that you think about this particular development that takes it to the next level?
Well, this proposed development in Green Bay is this gun club in the form of a southern-style mansion would be the first of its kind in Wisconsin, if not in the north. And it would, you know, hopefully draw in crowds from all over the country. And this type of development is not something that Wisconsin has seen before. It's been more of an outdoor type of activity. And the gun clubs that are here are nothing on the scale of a southern-style mansion.
You also wrote about country music suddenly getting a lot more played, drawing bigger artists to Wisconsin. Where have you seen that?
Well, you know, the rec center up here, Summerfest in Milwaukee, has gotten a lot of top talent. I think it's a statewide increase in lacrosse. I think Randy Houser was just there. You know, I think that part of it is that mainstream is music has, or country has become more mainstream, but also I think that you know, there's been definitely an increase in demand with all the country music festivals in the area, in northern Wisconsin and Oshkosh, and in other parts of the state. It seems like there's definitely an increased demand, and even some local artists here in Wisconsin that have are trying to make a name for themselves in Nashville and Austin.
And we are talking right now with Stephen Schuster, who is a digital producer and editor at WBAY. talking about his piece, considering the question of whether or not Wisconsin is becoming more politically and culturally Southern. We started with some of the politics there, talking about that, looking at things like right-to-work laws, gun laws, Act 10, rejecting Medicaid expansion, things like that, that Professor David Cannon has says are more in line with Southern politics. And now we're talking about some of the different aspects here. What about food? You also talk about food.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Cracker Barrel, for example, is a chain that has based in Tennessee that is all over the South. It's practically at every exit in Tennessee in major areas. And, you know, you're seeing an expansion here in Wisconsin. They have locations, I think, one in Madison, one in Kenosha, one in Germantown, one in the Dells. It wouldn't surprise me if northeastern Wisconsin saw that. There's also local restaurants here that serve the same type of catfish and collard greens and grits that you'd find in, you know, the middle of Mississippi.
So some changes in cuisine there, too. Is that happening everywhere, though, where people get more interested in regional cuisine? So maybe it's not just Wisconsin.
Well, you know, I think it depends on where you are. I lived in the Baltimore area for a while, and that certainly, the Port of Baltimore had a rich tie to the South, and there's a lot of Southern food there, and I think it's definitely, you know, not a stranger to Northern states either, but I think there has been definitely an expansion in this area. I don't yet see Waffle House here, but definitely Cracker Barrel has expanded.
You know, in some ways the differences that you're talking about a bit are the divides between the urban and the rural, and not just the North and the South. And Northern Wisconsin has always had, in some places, a rural culture going, or at least partially a rural culture, more than Southern Wisconsin. So, is the change beyond that?
I'm not sure if I'm understanding the question.
Well, you're talking about North and South culturally, and could you also phrase that another way? Could you also say, instead of Northern and Southern culture, could you say urban and rural culture instead?
I mean, I think you could on one hand, but if you look at places like Georgia, you know, outside of Atlanta, it's very rural. But in Atlanta, you know, it's some of the same Southern values, and you see the same type of bow tie wearing type of clothing and style, and you'll see people holding doors for people. And I think you see that in the Midwest more than you would in the Northeast.
We're talking right now with Stephen Schuster, digital producer and editor at WBAY, and we're talking about whether or not Wisconsin is becoming more politically and maybe more culturally Southern.
It's a provocative idea, and we'd like to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Do you see things to back this up, this idea that Wisconsin is becoming more Southern politically, culturally, or do you not see that? Is Wisconsin becoming more Southern? What would that mean? What are some examples you might share? And if you moved here to Wisconsin from the South, we would especially like to hear from you. Compare and contrast what life is like here in Wisconsin versus life in a Southern state. And we are talking wide-ranging politics, culture, lifestyle. All of it is up for grabs here. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're continuing our conversation now with Stephen Schuster, digital producer and editor at WBAY. He recently wrote a piece called How Wisconsin Has Become More Southern.
He looked at examples of ways that people are seeing the state more like a Southern state in terms of politics, but also things we associate with Southern culture, making inroads here in Wisconsin as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, maybe your observations. Do you see Wisconsin being more Southern, and what does that mean? In what ways? What kinds of cultural changes have there been in the state, politics and beyond? And again, if you're from the southern part of the United States originally, you're here in Wisconsin now, compare and contrast. What are things like there? What are they like here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our first caller now. We've got Jacob with us in Madison. Jacob, hi.
Hi, I just want to call and concur with what I believe is the fact that we're becoming really similar to the South, Mississippi in particular, in that our politics here in the state are becoming shamelessly corrupt. Bills are being passed right and left that show we don't have any shame about it either.
All right, Jacob, thank you for that call. And Stephen, what do you say to that? Do you think that there are parallels that political scientists see? I don't know about the corruption. I don't know about Southern corruption either, but are there parallels politically to be made again?
Well, I mean, I don't want to really touch the subject of corruption at this point, but I will say that as far as just how Wisconsin is mirroring Southern states and what Professor Cannon said, I certainly see how the Walker administration and the Wisconsin legislature has moved forward to protect the interest of states' rights. And that certainly does have an effect on several areas as far as the environment, education. It really extends to Act 10. A lot of the legislation even that was just signed today as far as the Government Accountability Board, as far as transparency, and there's a lot of different types of legislation that certainly I think, from right-to-work laws, gun laws, Medicaid expansion, public education, the environment, campaign finance, I could go on. I think there is definitely a similarity of Wisconsin trying to fight for the state's rights, which is where I think, you know, goes back to the Civil War. And if you talk to people in the South, they'll tell you that, the war was not about slavery. It was about states' rights. And I think that the South and other states like Wisconsin are really, trying to advocate for less government intervention from the federal government.
Thank you for your call, Jacob. We appreciate that. And we're going to go on now to Ben in Madison. Hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Y'all doing all right there? listen, my comment is this. I believe that having lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 25 years, just the black culture, the African-American culture is just not here in Wisconsin. And I do think that that is a major contributor to the Southern culture. And we just don't have that here in Wisconsin. So I'll hang up at this point and let you talk about that.
All right, Ben, thanks for the call. And Stephen, what about that? You didn't get into race in your piece, but do you have any thoughts now as we talk about this?
Well, I think that Milwaukee, statistically has a much higher unemployment rate among African-Americans. I heard at one point it was above 50% for African-American males. You'd have to fact check that. But I do think that there's definitely some, issues with segregation. I think Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in the country. Having lived in Baltimore and Milwaukee, I can kind of compare the two cities, and I see a lot of similarities, though, with crime trends. And I believe that one of my former colleagues at the Baltimore Sun Media Group, Justin George, is now working in Milwaukee on a project with Marquette University studying the crime trends. And I think that there's definitely some similarities to the South, but some unique pieces to the North and the Midwest as well.
All right. Well, thank you for that call. And next, we're going to go to Chad. Chad is with us from Platteville. Hi, Chad.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to say that I kind of disagree. I think that Wisconsin's culture and political views are pretty deeply rooted past the Civil War time frame to now. Specifically in Southwest Wisconsin, I just really don't think that it's...
Maybe too soon to say this?
Right. Absolutely. I think that I've been in the military for about 20 years, served with a couple units in Mississippi, and it's really different. I think globalization is happening, so that's the reason why we're getting Cracker Barrels, Walmarts everywhere. So that has some bearings on things, but I don't think that we're losing who Wisconsin is.
Really interesting, Chad. Thank you for your perspective there. And Chad is saying it's maybe too soon to be talking like this, that Wisconsin's culture is pretty deep. It has a long history that it can't sort of change in the space of 6, 7, 8, 9 years, that this is something that's maybe looking at other factors that are causing the shift that you're talking about, Stephen. What do you think about that?
I think that's certainly a valid point. I think that it might maybe too soon to tell how the new legislation that has been passed over the past 5 or 10 years will shape Wisconsin in the future. I think it is too early to tell a lot of that. But at the same time, I do think that a lot of the legislation that has been passed has been in the interest of states' rights, and that's something that has been a Southern tradition since the Civil War.
We're talking with Stephen Schuster right now, digital producer and editor at WBAY, the ABC affiliate in Green Bay, talking about his recent piece considering the question about whether Wisconsin is becoming more Southern. And he looks at things like politics, at legislation passed, at culture, at food. And we haven't talked about this yet, but even a little bit the weather. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we're going to go next to Bill in Madison. Bill, hi.
Hi, I just want to say that as a veteran who has lived around the country, that I work in Madison and live in rural Wisconsin, so I think that it's a polarization more than becoming more Southern. The Madison area is becoming much like Northeast, liberal, very condescending, and you know, a little holier-than-thou type attitude. And the rural portions of Wisconsin, where I live, are very much rooted in the small government, I'm doing my thing, I'm not hurting you, leave me the heck alone type attitude.
All right, Bill, thank you for your thoughts. I appreciate that. And Bill saying, yeah, it's more urban-rural as he sees it. What do you say, Stephen?
Well, I definitely can see that point as well. You know, having grown up in southeastern Wisconsin, lived on the East Coast, and now moved back to Wisconsin, I can certainly see how there's definitely, you know, the extremes on the left and the right have gotten to be, I think, more visible. I think that, you know, it's if you go back to the Civil War again, you look at border states like Kentucky or Missouri, or even Maryland, where you had brothers fighting against brothers and one person on one side and one versus the other, you know, I think that there's definitely an extreme on both sides, and you can see the polarization and the divide, and it's certainly, I think, probably torn apart some relationships professionally and personally. I think that I've seen a lot of consequences from the polarization, and it's really, I think the state has really changed from what it was 10 years ago.
Thanks a lot for the call. And next we're going to go to Dave. Dave is with us from Madison. Dave, hi.
Yes, hello. I can't generalize, but I'd say yes and no in terms of the similarity. Yes, in the fact that our wages now in Wisconsin are below both Georgia and Louisiana, and last year I think we flip-flopped with Alabama. So that trend certainly is consistent with what people are earning in many parts of the South. On the other hand, and I've worked for companies in North Carolina and elsewhere, they certainly are more aggressive in generating jobs than we are here in Wisconsin. We're still crying in our beer regarding that loss of the GM job in Janesville, and there's been over 20 transplant automobile plants built mainly in the South and border states, also Ohio in the last 30 years. So in that way, we're different than the South, I think. I think they also see higher education as being a source of jobs and strength in at least North Carolina, in Alabama, I'm going to say maybe South Carolina, certainly Texas. And here in Wisconsin, of course, we're assuming that that won't be the key job creator. So, yes, in some ways more similar, in some ways not so similar.
All right, Dave, thanks for that. And Dave saying that in his experience, some of the southern states that he's spent some time in are more aggressive at generating jobs and look at higher education a little bit differently, some things you didn't get into in your piece. But what's your response to that?
Well, I think, you know, the South has different values, and I'm seeing some of those, you know, cultural views in the South kind of, I think, spill over into Wisconsin. I think that, you know, jobs in the economy have been an issue across the country. I don't think anybody was really immune from that, Wisconsin being no exception. I think, you know, GM saw hits in Detroit, and in Michigan saw a lot of job loss. So I don't think we can just single out Wisconsin and say that, you know, this was all in Wisconsin. But I do think that, you know, lower taxes and less services has been a typical Southern value, and I see that trend sort of trying to expand into Wisconsin, but also you know, trying to do more with less, and rather than raise taxes, try to manage money better. I think has been the goal of this administration, and you know, whether that's happened, I think time will tell.
And we're going to leave it there. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Schuster, digital producer and editor at WBAY, the ABC affiliate in Green Bay. And if you want to chime in on this one, there is a lively thread going over on the Central Time Facebook page.